Walls, appropriately entitled Thank You.
These days it seems as though
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
And Sandwich Community Radio in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Thank you.
when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Oh, Life's the same, I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you.
Words of wisdom from the world outside. If you want stays out in the hall. Why should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Read it in the Sunday papers. Sunday papers. Don't ask no questions. Sunday papers. Don't get no lies. Sunday papers. Don't raise objections. Sunday papers. Ain't got no eyes. Just read something, made his face turn blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you wanna know about the gay politician, if you wanna know how to drive your car, if you wanna know about the new sex position,
fellas. What you say? This is a little fast swallow. My mother's 285 pounds of jam, jive, and everything. They got me in on this V-Disc mess here this afternoon, so here it is. Watch out. One of my own compositions ain't misbehaving, and I ain't either. On the elevation, on the shelf, ain't misbehaving. Saving my love for you, and you, especially you, yes. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. am misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8 at my little radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, yes, you. All my love for you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It should be clear to everyone that we cannot be no industry's appendage of nobody's fashion, that we have our own point of view, and that we know the worth of what rocks and what is not rock.
Do all I'm doing, I'm thinking. thinking about you, baby. All I'm doing, I'm thinking about you, baby. All I'm doing, 'cause that's what I wanna do. What I wanna do when I see you, I got you on my mind. When I see you, I got you on my mind. When I see you, you bring joy to me. You know, baby, I was thinking last night, I know in my heart I feel that we should be together. If you think so, let me hear you just say yeah. Is that all right with you? Yes, okay.
Nanny, 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 na 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 na. Nanny, 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 na 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 na.
Oh, the world is always going round from day to day. She is filled up with people who are sad and gay. There is nothing very much that you can truly reveal, except that loose code don't know how to tie gold fields. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie gold said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie gold said, without a doubt. Nani 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 na 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 na. Nani 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 na na na. Yes, the world should go a turning like a merry-go-round, and the people who are in the ride are up or down. So after this advice you will so kindly you're here, like Lusco you'll be marrying if nary a care. So if you're free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie goat said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie goat said, without a doubt. Gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what a tie goat said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know
Guess what the tie goat said without a doubt. Nani 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 na 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 na.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo on track 29? Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. You see, I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, I gotta keep it rolling. Oh, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry. Did I turn her down, give her a roll? Oh, the Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me home? There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry till I tell her that I'll never roam. Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me home? To me home, all aboard, all aboard.
you looking at?
Thank you.
Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Let's start today with Vladimir Putin and Russia. We know that Russian casualties are mounting. We know that Russia is being drastically affected by sanctions, even if they are undertaking a public relations campaign to try to make the case that they're fine and everything's fine. And the latest in this seemingly interminable fiasco is Putin and Russia claiming that the United States is actually behind an alleged Ukrainian drone attack, which I guess damaged a flagpole and did nothing else. Whereas intelligence analysts are saying it is far more likely that this is a Russian false flag than it is something with American involvement, particularly because it failed so badly if indeed the goal was to hurt somebody. And it's just blatantly pathetic in terms of the video that has been released. So let's go through this in pieces. NBC News report. Russia claims the U.S. is behind the alleged Ukrainian drone attack on the Kremlin. Both Kyiv and Washington strongly denied involvement in what Moscow said without citing evidence was an attempt to assassinate President Vladimir Putin. Russia claimed Thursday the U.S. was behind the alleged drone attack on the Kremlin and said it was a Ukrainian attempt to kill Putin. This accusation was made without citing any evidence, less than 24 hours after Moscow said that it foiled an overnight drone strike on a building that is the heart of the country's government and Putin's residence. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, quite a node of disinformation, claimed Thursday that Washington masterminded the incident. The U.S. swiftly rejected the accusation, saying it had nothing to do with it, as did Ukraine. Now, there is another very interesting piece, a CNBC slash NBC report. Analysts say Russia, quote, likely staged Kremlin drone attack it blamed on Ukraine and the West. Speculation is mounting that Russia staged the drone attack on the Kremlin that it blamed on Ukraine, with political analysts saying there are a number of reasons why the alleged strike, which Russia called a planned terrorist attack, just doesn't add up. Russia accused Ukraine of attempting to attack the Kremlin, saying the government in Kyiv tried to strike at the heart of Russia's government. Russian President Putin wasn't injured in what it characterized as an assassination attempt. In fact, Putin had not been in the Kremlin at the time of the alleged incident, but provided no evidence Ukraine carried it out. Ukraine denied involvement. Russia has often been accused of plotting false flag attacks that it can blame on Ukraine and use to justify or escalate its own military aggression against the country as the war drags on into its 15 months. So what do we actually know? I mean, we know that there was something on video that looks like a drone. It appears as though it hit a flagpole. Moscow claims it was Ukraine trying to kill Putin, masterminded by the United States. There's no evidence of that. Ukraine denies it. The U.S. denies it. Analysts say it was likely staged. Now, let's believe it for a second. And what I mean by that is, let's believe for a second that this really was an attempt by Ukraine, masterminded by the United States, to kill Putin. Couple different things. One, we have to believe that an attack masterminded by the United States and carried out by Ukraine hit a flagpole. Okay. Not the most predictable outcome that we would imagine. And or secondly, we have to believe that Russia is admitting that their air defense system is so poor that enemy drones now just fly over the Capitol and hit a flagpole at the Kremlin. Both of these scenarios, certainly taken together, aren't super easy to believe. And what we do know is that there's a very long history with Vladimir Putin of false flag type events of this kind used to justify whatever. And you can go all the way back to Putin's ascension to power with examples of that, probably a topic for another day. What we know is that Russia continues to have huge losses,